I was 16 and I found myself in a basement in Toronto, Canada. My folks had met some other people while we were camping around there, and they'd invited them back to their place. And they said, "Hey, Drew, there's a party going on in the basement downstairs. Why don't you go down and join them?" So I did. There's a bunch of Toronto city kids. I'm a little country bumpkin. These are sophisticated big city people, but they were also Canadian, so they're really nice. We do introductions and stuff, and I notice everybody's paired up except for one young lady, and they make a special point of introducing me to her. And so we're chatting, and they're playing music, and I'm fairly good at music, but they put on another record, and it starts with Manic Lunatic Screaming, and I think, what's that? I haven't heard this record before. But then it goes into a nice ballad-like song. Spoiler alert, I'm describing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Second song comes on the Run, and it's very psychedelic. I'm cool with psychedelic. I was into Hendrix. And that transitions into lots of the couples have paired up, and it's like, wow, this is a necking party. I'm sophisticated to understand this. So the only people that aren't necking is me and this young lady they introduced me to. So at the end of On the Run, I put my most sophisticated move on. I yawn, I stretch, and darned if my arm doesn't fall on her shoulders. At the end of On the Run is the ticking of the clock, and many of us know what comes next. All heck breaks loose. The alarm clock goes off, the bells ring, there's gongs. I'd never heard this before, and I lurch, nailing her in the back of the head, and she yelps, which draws the attention of everybody else in the room, and I am very, very embarrassed. Needless to say, I did not engage in any necking that evening. Fast forward almost a half century, my daughter and her family invite me to see a Pink Floyd laser light show at the Chaffee Auditorium in Grand Rapids. Their youngest is 5. And I ask my daughter, has Emma ever heard this album before? No. Well, this should be interesting. I make sure to sit next to her. The manic screaming and breathe goes on. The psychedelic On the Run goes on. And the ticking starts. I reach over and I hold her hand to comfort her for what's about to come next. The alarm clock, the gongs, the bells, she never flinches. As we're walking back to the parked cars, I hold her hand to walk her across the busy intersection. She looks up at me and says, "Papa, that was really good. I gotta get that album." You can be sure that for her 6th birthday, she got a CD, an album cover t-shirt, and a prism. Thank you.